This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, let's not forget a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center hauler drivers out there hauling the mail to wherever it needs to go. And the suicide jockeys getting the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go. Our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers. Thanks very much for you guys and girls out there, too. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also over on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is none other than the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the stuff that we have to offer over there. Alrighty, and joining us right now, who has a link over there, we have the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warnick, California IA.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Okay. Well, the other day you needed a snow shovel. Now you need a boat. But you might need a bigger boat with all that snow that's in the mountains to the east of you that's now getting rain. I mean, there's going to be a lot of water coming down that mountain.
Well, it certainly will be. That's right.
And again, the dumbasses at work out there in California that keep talking about, well, we're going to have a drought, it's going to be real terrible. Well, they can't capture the water coming down the mountain. That's horrible.
Well, that's right. It's incredibly short-sighted, yeah.
Yeah. Short-sighted. It's stupid. I'll tell it like it is. It's stupid. Why aren't you getting the water coming? That's the best water you could have for growing things.
Well, I agree. Absolutely.
Gee whiz, I don't get it. All right, well, I don't get that, but I'm going to get this. Let's go do the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Well, our Republican governor, Ron DeSantis of Florida, gave a speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library on Sunday where he said that teaching a second grader that they can change their gender is just wrong. Now, we're going to hear more of that today with the State of the State message in Tallahassee by the governor at the opening of the state legislative session. And it'll be interesting to see what he has to say now that he's back home in Tallahassee.
Well, that's right, Captain. And guess what will happen in terms of the criticism that Governor DeSantis will receive for saying such a thing about second graders and teaching them that changing their gender is just wrong? He'll be called some kind of hate mongerer. They'll call him every name in the book. But nobody will focus, the haters, that is, nobody will focus on the idea that, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing things that could be harmful to the children. It's as if everything has absolutely just been turned around. And so Governor DeSantis is speaking up about this. But it's interesting, Captain, that there are many in the society today who really believe that, no, this is the way we should go. They actually feel that they're doing good. That's scary.
Did you hear about the Iranian legislature yesterday and what they voted to do?
I know that they're looking to go after President Trump, I think, because of Soleimani.
They voted again for the second time to kill Donald Trump whenever they have the opportunity to do it. They actually threatened to kill him in revenge, of course, for the Soleimani death.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, some of that, I'm sure, is for local consumption, trying to shore up, more and more people and more of the messages getting out about what's happening in Iran and the sentiments, of course, about what the Iranian government, Tehran, is doing to women, doing to all the people in Iran. And so, as I said, some of this may be for local consumption, but it also just goes to show just how radical the regime there truly is.
We could have told them that.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, when whoever is the president, they're going to garner some enemy of these kinds of, you know, sort of crackpot, crazy regimes. But this is why we have, and rightly so, protection for all of our ex-presidents.
That sounds like the name of a song, crackpot crazy.
That's right.
You think?
Well, it's pretty good, you know.
I know. Kyle Warren performing. It's a professor performing his latest song, Crackpot Crazy.
Okay, well, we may have to work on that.
Yeah, you might have to. All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on a Captain's America Third Watch. And today is Tuesday. I hope I get to see you at Mission Barbecue.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free additive that you can take to help you with the pain or the discomfort that you're in or whatever the problems are you got, whether it's muscle aches and joints or whether or not it's an old war injury or something going on there. This stuff will work for you because it's all natural, and the ingredients in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, I-carot, and omega-3, will go right straight to the source of the problem to help to lower or even eliminate the pain and the suffering that you're going through at the current time. And it'll alleviate it by going right straight to the source. That is so, so important. 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill for your body, and it helps, and it works. That's all I can tell you. I wouldn't be telling you this if it didn't work. Don't forget the website, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. Go over there, give it a shot, give it a chance to work. See what happens for you, because after all, as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the three-week quick start. Give it a try and see what happens. And I ran into somebody again yesterday, Kyle, that was using the Relief Factor, and they said it's absolutely got, it's changed their whole life, because now they're not stumbling around, they're not hurting, they're not aching, they're able to sleep. And when I heard that, it just made me smile.
That is really wonderful, because that means it's having a real impact.
And it's absolutely worth it, isn't it?
Yes, sir, and yes, sir, and yes, sir. Okay, China's premier, who is different than the President Xi, correct?
That's right.
Has just bowed out and resigned as the Xi loyalists take the reins of whatever it is the Chinese premier was doing.
Well, that's right. And his name is Li Keqiang, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He is going out now as the country's premier. He's been increasingly sidelined, from what we understand, by President Xi Jinping, and is now basically taking his final bow. He did give a speech sort of lauding all of the wonderful things about the Chinese economy and this kind of thing. But what's interesting, too, Captain, is he's kind of being shown the door, and he's not even up to the retirement age, evidently. So this is more of the consolidation of power for Xi Jinping, I believe, and his loyalists.
Well,
so that means that China could be, of course, gearing up for what have you.
I do not believe that this guy was getting along famously with Xi.
No, as a matter of fact, according to one analyst, they were saying that one of the things he won't be seen as a pure Xi loyalist, and that may actually help his memory to be remembered fondly in times to come. Yes, because he wasn't completely on board with what Xi is doing.
One in four of U.S. parents out there lied about a child's COVID status. Why do you suppose they did that?
Well, that's a good question. Number one, they might have been kept out of some other event, or it may have been kept out of school for a time, or some other thing. Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm sure there are a lot of different answers to that.
Or maybe they wanted to go to school, so they didn't tell anybody their kid had COVID.
Right, exactly, yeah. Or they didn't want them not being able to play a sport or miss something else. So many people, especially, it affected all kinds of, all ages of young people, but especially those in high school, Captain, that were missing prom or they were missing, these big milestones in
right.
their high school career, for example. Yeah, and so I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, this warrants some discussion because Russia's Wagner chief is warning of frontline collapse. That's them. That's not the Ukrainians. That's them.
Right. Oh, this is big time. This is really big time. And especially, Captain, when some of the reports are telling us that looking at, for example, the munitions that Russia has, that they may be beginning to really run low on. All right. This is one of the reasons I think China may be stepping in to help supply Russia. But that being said, some of the volleys and the way that they're using the ammunition and the munitions that they have seem to be slowing up a little bit. So that means they may be trying to conserve what they have. So this may go into them not being able to advance the way they thought.
Well, when you get out in front of your supply lines, if you get out too far, suddenly you lose control of your supply lines and other people get your supplies.
Right. Oh, exactly. So the longer this goes on, it's hard to tell, but I would think that the longer this goes on, the better it is for Ukraine, because and the worse it becomes for Vladimir Putin, because he also has to deal with the sentiment at home as much as they try to control that or put it down or whatever. But eventually it will become overwhelming, one would think.
Now, there's a couple of ominous things that happened yesterday in the business world. Number one, factory orders fell as aircraft demand dove. It lowered. And Tesla has slashed the prices on their electric vehicles here in the United States because they aren't able to sell them.
Well, right. Exactly. I mean, you know, in fact, I was driving down the freeway here in Southern California over the weekend, and I was thinking, you know, does everybody just have an extra $62,000 or $70,000 or something like that to go get an electric car?
Don't think so.
I don't think so either. And definitely, We're seeing people pull back anyway. We're seeing, and also the high interest rates that are happening are causing people to not even go and buy conventional automobiles or gas, you know, gasoline powered automobiles. So that's going to lead to more issues. I mean, for example, you want to go, I mean, it's not just electric cars, but if you want to buy a really nice truck, let's say, it's going to go upwards $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. And at the high interest rates that they have right now, people are just saying, I think, no, this is way too much. I think it's going to be a little bit of time as we move through this year, and maybe you'll start to see dealers and manufacturers start to offer some pretty big incentives. Otherwise, they're going to have all their products sitting on a lot somewhere.
Well, the economist by the name of Rubini, not to be confused with Houdini, says that four investment strategies for coming stagflation are in the mix here. And he did say the word stagflation. We've been through this before.
We have been through this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, I think stagflation became a term widely used back during the 70s, during the Carter administration.
Yep.
Yeah, and of course, we've got stagflation, we've got inflation, no end in sight there. And also, Captain, I was just talking to a colleague of mine the other day about shrinkflation, right? When you go to buy a bag of your favorite potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
But there's less potato chips in the bag.
Yeah, 4 ounces less in the bag now.
That's right. But it's more money than you spent, say, a year ago or 2 years ago. And so that's the shrinkflation. You get less for more money.
Well, lucky them.
right.
Now, Democratic Senator John Tester, who is not by any chance of the imagination a liberal senator. He's kind of middle of the road and leans a little bit more to the right on some issues, especially patriotic issues, has become the crucial swing vote getter right now by the Democratic Party and the Republicans. Everybody's whining and dining him, just like they have been with Joe Manchin.
Well, right, yeah, and he's also been looking into the Chinese spy balloon thing. Right, as well.
Yep.
He's one of the leading people on that. And so, yeah, I can imagine. And certainly, you know, there was, as far as we know, Senator Fetterman is going to be in the hospital, I guess, indefinitely. And, of course, we wish him well, but he'll be out. Dianne Feinstein, as far as I know, is still out. I just haven't seen an update as to whether or not how she's doing with her medical issue. But that also means that, you know, they're two down in the Senate right now.
Well, Fetterman supposedly produced a bill, but the writing and the signature, they're wondering who signed his name because it doesn't look like it was him. I'll bet it was a wife.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up, huh?
No, I'll bet it was a wife. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here, bottom of the hour. It is a halfway point of our show, almost, sort of, kind of. And we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch wanders on with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Crews are stepping up rescue efforts in Southern California after another winter storm slammed the region. Some mountain residents in San Bernardino County remain trapped under several feet of snow. This man hauling rescue equipment up a closed road to help.
Get the dog's food, her food. Of course, I got about 100 pounds of stuff to take. And tools, because she's got an electrical problem I got to handle.
One local resident said many of her neighbors are stranded without food, medications, or other basic necessities. Former Vice President Mike Pence is asking a judge to block a federal grand jury subpoena for his testimony about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. CNN reports his legal team filed the motion late last week. It argues that Pence is protected by a clause in the Constitution. The former VP previously signaled that he planned to resist the subpoena, saying it was unconstitutional and unprecedented. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
That's right. And don't forget Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They will take care of you. And ladies, they've got a couple of lady podiatrists on duty there. If you want to talk to a lady about your problem, you definitely can do that. Just give them a call. Check them out. Look them up online. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They will help you like they've helped me. Just that simple. Okay, back to the radio and the telephone line. And we got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, Paul Manafort, who was in all kinds of trouble a few years ago, right?
Right.
And he finally settled his lawsuit with the DOJ because he ordered them, or ordered them, he owed them a bunch of money because of all the money that he was getting in from foreign interests, correct?
Right, right.
So he agreed to pay them $3.15 million in a fine.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so that, yes, brings to a close a lot of that, of the issues, the court issues that he was, facing. That's right.
And he just got whitewashed. He got a little too greedy, and it cost him big time.
Well, yeah, that's putting it mildly, I think, exactly. And it's unfortunate, you know, in any administration, I think you're going to find people that kind of get in it for themselves or make very, very bad decisions like that.
Well, obviously, he was in it to make money. But anyway,
yeah. The
Border Patrol now, this is kind of interesting. The Border Patrol is now using therapy dogs to help prevent agent suicides. How do you like that?
Well, you know, whatever works at that point, and in the sense that whatever can be done to help those who may need a little bit of extra comfort.
I agree.
You know, yeah, it's very, especially in a high pressure job like that, and also in a job where you want to feel that you've been successful, and you don't want to feel that despite your best efforts, everything seems to kind of keep going wrong. You know, and so in any particular thing, when people are feeling like that, when they're feeling that down, you got to realize that, you know, reach out. People love you.
Mm-hmm.
Having an animal around and those kind of thing can go a long way to making you realize that tomorrow's another day.
Now, I don't know if somebody loves her or not, but they're certainly reaching out. Because the government is reaching out to the Disinfo Board's ex-head, who's been subpoenaed in the government weaponization probe. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, this is Nina Jankowicz. And remember, she was going to head up the Biden administration's Ministry of Truth. I mean, I'm not trying to laugh, but that's really what it amounted to. The Ministry of Truth was coming to make sure that they would monitor everything.
What a mess that would have been.
Well, yes. I mean, the shades of night. Of course, the Ministry of Truth is a term taken from George Orwell's 1984, which, unfortunately, and I'll just say this briefly, unfortunately, for some of the elitist, they think that that's some kind of a manual. It's not a cautionary tale. It's some kind of manual about what you do in order to control the population. But certainly there was a lot of bristle at that, to say the least, and that got canned right away.
Now, we talked a little bit about Dr. Fauci and how he was discredited for all the stuff that he was trying to peddle. But it should not be left out the fact that the CNN boss, who dismissed the lab leak and called it a Trump talking point, who's no longer there, I might add, right? And it's Jeff Zucker over at CNN, that he wasn't exactly standing on solid ground either with the stuff that they were putting out over there.
Well, no. I think it would be looked back in time, Captain, as a full court press to go after, obviously, Donald Trump at that time and not dig and dig and dig and find out where the heck did this virus thing come from, because it would be the right thing to do. It would be the news. You know, Americans don't have a problem with the truth. What they have a problem with is people who decide you can hear this truth or you can hear the truth that we make up for you. It's that kind of thing. And that's right. And the full court press to go after the very notion that what Donald Trump might have been true at that time.
This is kind of interesting. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee has a challenge against them of changing their bias reporting system. And it looks like they're going to do it.
I've heard a little bit about this. Yes, that's very interesting. It seems like everything that we're we're seeing these days, especially in education and higher education at that, has to do with trying to follow these, I guess, these new guidelines or what have you, or these new interpretations or ways which seem to boil down to ways of making people more separate as opposed to unifying people under education.
Right. And it looks like as if we're going to have a week where the stocks are going to be drifting around on Wall Street as it's prepping for its big week. I don't know what that's going to mean.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if there's a major report that's out this week or is anticipated. But certainly, Captain, I think stocks are looking also at what's happening with interest rates, whether or not the Fed is going to continue doing that. We have seen some indications on that, and stocks will respond accordingly. But generally speaking, though, here we are. We're coming up, to the end of the first quarter here. And if things aren't looking up, and you could say this too, right? You could say, well, there's a lot more employment's up, but somehow the economy's not doing so good. And how do you reconcile that? Well, I do think that people are maybe have more than one job. So it's not that all the people are employed. It's that those who want to work are trying to scramble to do as much as they can in some cases.
Now, the last three mass shootings were done by pistols, correct?
Right.
So then explain to me why the Colorado Democrats are now taking full aim at an assault weapons ban.
Because it's part of the narrative. It's part of the brand in that sense. Guns are bad, and so as long as we just ban them, we're going to stop all these problems. But in the most strict sense, the reason why people go out and shoot one another, it's a hatred problem. It's a self-control problem. It's a lawlessness problem. It's not the fact that guns exist, because what's going to happen next? In other words, this may be stretching an analogy, but ideas exist, for example, in books. They're already starting to rewrite books, and pretty soon they'll probably ban some, because you can't have these radical ideas out there, whatever it is. So it's not the books that are hurting people or the fact that people can read, it's that, so we got to start controlling that. I mean, where does it all end? The gun problem is a problem of people's hearts and the evil that can be contained in the human heart.
Plenty of that, yeah. Isn't there? There's plenty of that out there, isn't there?
Well, that's right. And it seems, and this is really important, I think that it seems that some of the elite, for lack of a better expression, seem to want to feed on that. They seem to want people to be more hateful of one another. Based on your color, your skin, your politics, so take your pick. And it's like the more and more that people get pushed apart, the better it is for the elite, because then they can create a particular methodology that they want to impose.
Alrighty, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to see if anything's changed. For the most part, I believe it's pretty much the way it was when we talked about it last hour, but we'll see, and we'll let you know. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tuesday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
tell you what, Kyle, that's Jeff Beck on the guitar, but he's got three classy-looking women with him. One of them's a lead singer in a red dress. The other one's playing a fiddle, and she can sing, too. The lead singer in the red dress is named Beth Hart. And then the bass player is a young blonde gal, and, I mean, she is just getting with it on the bass.
Very cool.
Yeah. My kind of bass guitar, by the way. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to have to go and get me a bass guitar and go back to the old days of what I used to do. I used to thump it just like that. It was unbelievable. It's not that hard to do. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, tell us what's going on out west. We have had a little minor change in the weather out yonder. So tell us a little bit about...
Yes, exactly right, Captain. You're right. So we've got snow showers up on Donner Pass continuing at this hour, 23 degrees there. So if you're coming out of Reno, I definitely want to be aware of that. And on both sides of Reno, Nevada, over on the California side and on up I-80 as you head towards Winnemucca, be advised you're still going to have periods of snow showers through Wednesday. Mostly in the Sierra, that's where the majority of it will be, but you may have changing weather conditions in the lower elevations as well, meaning it could start snowing at any time, even though you might even be driving through some sunny skies for a little bit, but it could change. Winter storm warning continues in eastern California, mostly in the northern part, of course, and then also north of Redding up to border with Oregon and up towards Roseburg on Interstate 5. Be aware of that. We continue winter weather advisory. More snow up on I-94 in that area. You can have a lot more snow coming up there near Miles City as you head for the border with North Dakota. And then also down in Cheyenne right now, Cheyenne, Wyoming, we have a dense fog advisory where I-80 meets I-25. And a little bit north of Cheyenne as well. So be careful there. We always want to make you aware if we see fog out there. And then, of course, looking at some of the snow, we still have snow up, as I said, off of I-80, but also around Sacramento, north of that, up towards Redding, we got a mix of rain and snow right now on Interstate 5. So be careful out there.
All right, North Dakota from east to west, west to east, down there on 94, you have got snow all the way across. Drifting down into South Dakota, central part of South Dakota, winter storm warning, coming out of Rapid City, snow across two-thirds of South Dakota tonight, and we've got fog as well down in the southwestern corner of Nebraska and the northwestern corner of Kansas over in the Goodland, and coming up towards I-76 and I-80, so you'll find that over that way. Got fog down along the Gulf from Corpus Christi all the way up to Houston, all the way across to Beaumont, let's see here, then all the way over to New Orleans and then to Grand Bay, Alabama. You're going to find fog all the way over there, so be careful. We do have some rain tonight in the south, in the southeastern corner of Kentucky and northeastern corner of Tennessee. I skipped by Wisconsin. I shouldn't have done that. Because, that's not Wisconsin, that's Minnesota. Sorry, George, we're going to leave you out in the cold there. Got rain in the southern part of Minnesota tonight. Rain, green stuff, rain, okay. And then moving back over here to North and South Carolina, the whole state is inundated with what could be some rain today or certainly some mixed weather, but it's not going to be sunshine, I'll tell you that much. And then we do have a... high winds and waves from about south, let's see, Cape May, New Jersey, all the way down to about Wilmington, North Carolina. And then again, up in the mountains of Pennsylvania, snowshoe over to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, snow, winter storm warning on the line up there south of Elmira. So I'll be careful. You're going to get some of that stuff. Okay, Kyle, tell us why we go to the Pilot and Pine Jay.
Well, folks, you want to go to Pilot Flying J because you want to start maximizing your points throughout the month of March with the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more and for terms and conditions.
And, of course, we hear your show by going to kylewarnshow.com and hearing it on the podcast in various places around the countryside and the buy side and the way side. And we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain. Me too.
All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And with that, we're going to drift on over. We're going to go over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's going on in Cop City, a.k.a. Atlanta, the training academy?
Well, I think we're close to 30 that have been arrested.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are lawyers.
One is. Mm-hmm. And this cat that's the lawyer for the Southern Poverty Law Center is pretty interesting because the FBI and Facebook both use the Southern Poverty Law Center for information on cases. Especially when it comes to, air quote, hate crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so this lawyer, actually, as I see it, should lose his law license.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, too, that Southern Poverty Law Center, if I recall, had millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in offshore bank accounts.
Yep.
But anyway... only two, I think, maybe just one, were from the state of Georgia. Everybody else was from out of state. One was from Canada. One was from France.
Yeah.
So I guess here's where I am on this one. I'm completely annoyed at the fact that the FBI had operatives inside the January 6th people.
Yep.
But they haven't had it inside Antifa?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right, hold that thought because we're going to talk about the January 6th. And when we come back, Tucker Carlson had quite an expose on them last night. He's going to have another one again tonight with the videos and a lot of self-explanation there in those videos. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at...
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.